from Dr. Ronnie Kilda's Bright Light on Black Shadows, 2015. We are living in an era where everything is controlled by the elite and intelligence agencies, and those opposing their tyranny are eliminated with mind-controlled, microchipped patsies or false flag suicide or accidents or induced illnesses. The organization that rules the world today behind the scenes is the New World Order, Illuminati with the Star of David, CIA, FBI, British intelligence, and their local lackeys. Their goal is the next generation as biological robots. And the middle class has to be eliminated. Who controls the USA and UK? The global secret government organization rules the world behind the scenes. Many things point to Jewish sources. Banking, political figureheads, Hollywood movies, TV, radio, press ownerships internationally. Parts of armies and intelligence organizations are recruited to secret government with many high political figures, from heads of state to big industry. They run the world with tens of thousands of recruits who are their errand boys all over the world. High-ranking officers, judges, politicians, members of parliaments, EU, some members of intelligence services, police, commerce, and ministries work for this organization, along with their daily duties. Mafia is strongly involved, so is drug industry from South and North America. That is how they get their money to run the show. Arms sales, antique and art industry are among other money-making businesses. They never run out of money. Organized crime pays very well today. With legal corruption rings, they seldom get convicted and always get out quickly when the media has lost interest in the case. The organization is an alliance which can use nuclear arms privately, target airplanes with their unbelievable laser signal technology for testing totally unknown to the masses and mediocratic academic population. Evidence suggests they already went to the moon in the 1950s, but the general population is kept in the dark about the incredible technology that exists today. Occasionally, some leaks are let out about technologies that have been secretly in use since the 1940s and 1950s. These include man-made UFOs, optic fibers, laser guns, weekly travels to the moon, holographic projections, electromagnetic weapons, and biotelemetric methods, all of which are like Hebrew to the general population and uninformed academics. Those with cosmic top secret security clearances can get information about today's technology, like the cloning of humans. In 1977, it took 14 months to clone a human. Today, it is much faster. But Scandinavian countries still believe it is impossible and will take another 20 years to develop. It is a crime against humanity to keep this kind of information secret. Front organizations like the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, etc., are only facades for the real controllers of the world. Members of these groups, with a few exceptions, have no idea of the criminality involved in the system they serve. Some involved in drug trafficking through the intelligence organizations and mafia can be considered the biggest criminals in the world, secretly, of course. The mafia's activities are based on deception and continuous suspicion. Its international cooperation exists only in drug trafficking, and it wants to remain invisible. However, it is, of course, interested in individual politicians, which can be pressured to cooperate. The real secret government, the organization, works on all levels of society and mass media and different political powers and organized crime. They have their men in every political party, in every important industry, community, state office, insurance company, hospital, post office, bank, church, department store, fire department, taxing organization, and of course, the military and intelligence services and legal circles. Small shop owners are recruited to observe their customers. Neighbors are recruited to spy on their friends. Students and schoolboys and girls to spy on their teachers and classmates, etc. In Finland, It was released that the Stasi, the East German intelligence organization, had recruited university professors as its agents. Every level of society is covered, from the garbage man to the highest levels of government. There is absolutely no lack of resources. Huge drug money profits take care of that. Intelligence agencies are involved in drug trafficking, the CIA being the biggest drug dealer in the world, according to some intelligence sources. Intelligence agencies infiltrate everything from left to right, from women's organizations to UFO groups to cults. They use terrorism, Satanism, sabotage, disinformation, and media outlets. They recruit the field workers, old pensioners, invalids, handicapped, wheelchair patients, teenagers, housewives, etc., for neighborhood espionage. No one suspects them until it is too late. Jobless workers, outpatients from mental hospitals, released prisoners, motorcycle gangs, immigrants, non-white races are recruited. They become soldiers for the organization. For their sabotage, threats, thefts, and psychological terror, they get promotions and points. Victims' relatives, acquaintances, and friends will be recruited to cooperate with intelligence services. This happens with the help of pressure and is generally not difficult. Intelligence agencies' activities, or counterintelligence activities, against the immigrant, which is the target, lasts throughout his whole life. Target groups are also military research, research in chemistry, rocket technology and computers, medical research, especially cancer research. Recruiting scientists goes the same way as with others. Material which is received this way is bought with money. There are also ideological reasons, and also pressure can be used. Pressure can happen with infidelity, hidden homosexuality, or with bribes which have been given. Threats against family and relatives makes many bow down. Intelligence services infiltrate also cultural life, for example, journalists and authors. The meaning is to recruit persons who work also in other countries, persons who are there to form opinions.